I said, I don't even have any of your music. I don't even know what you're doing.
And I'm supposed to?
I am supposed to know what you are doing.
So here's what happens. I will think of another song while the show's on the air, but if I can't, you have to think of what you're going to drop. That's the game. Do you want to kick us off?
I would love to kick you off, Bob. So I got something I'll totally kick this off with.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Peter, Bjorn, and John. Peter, Bjorn, and John, part of that first big wave of Swedish pop acts from about, whatever, 5 or 6 years ago, put out that record, Writer's Block, that we all absolutely fell in love with. It was insanely catchy with the, you know, everybody knows those whistled melodies. And then they put out this baffling follow-up that was nothing like anything that they had on the previous record. And to say the least, we didn't really get it. Maybe that's the polite way to put it. Well, they've got this new album coming out called Gimme Some, and it is definitely a return to form. It's very sweet. It's very catchy. Great melodies.
Great video with this album, too, yeah?
Oh, I haven't seen the videos for it
yet. It's on our blog.
It is? Peter, Bjorn, and John?
So here's why you missed it. It's okay. I don't read everything.
You can't keep this in. I can't. America can't know I don't know what's on the blog.
I haven't read everything you've written. Let's get comfortable with that fact.
Okay.
So it was a weekend, and I woke up and I saw this thing and I thought, oh my gosh, and so I put it up like that, and it
was this when I was in Kansas. Let's just say.
When I was in Kansas. You were in quote unquote Kansas,
mm-hmm.
And so yeah, it's about a minute and 52 seconds or something, and it's just pure joy. Anyway, what do you got from?
Well,
and
this
I like
doesn't
it.
Have that kind of energy, but it is a really catchy song. It's called Second Chance. It's the first single from the Peter, Bjorn, and John record. Give Me Some.
Flew all the way back. When you
Peter Bjorn and John, Second Chance, the appropriately titled Second Chance. Yes, happy to give them a second chance. Good stuff, huh?
Much better. Is what I'd say.
Yeah. It was a strange departure, I thought. You know, I'm sure there are a lot of people who love that last record.
I've never met any.
No. Well, it was definitely out of left field. But this one is a real joy to listen to. It comes out March 29th, and we'll do a first listen with that. I'll put the whole record up maybe a week or so before
that.
That's
great. So the First Listen series is a series where we put albums up a week or so before they come out. We got one right now, and it's from Adele. This is not normally my kind of record. That's almost over the edge, almost too poppy for me. The next thing I'm going to play, same thing, almost over the edge, almost too poppy for me from Adele, but I really love it.
Huge and voice.
She was sitting 2 feet from you Monday.
She was, and I have to say, and this is not a bad thing, but it actually hurt my ears a little bit just because the volume, her voice is so huge, it actually hurt a little being that close. It was like I was sitting right next to the amp.
A 22-year-old singer from England.
And she didn't have
a Grammy Award winner. Second album out,
yeah.
We've been trying since 2008 to do something with her. We had her on our bill for South by Southwest. Yeah. She was going to be the opening act of the very first big thing we did at South by Southwest, and the
visa issues
kept her out of the country. So yeah. We've tried and tried, and now something has finally happened. We got a Tiny Desk concert going up on Monday with Adele. We have an All Things Considered interview on the air, and then it'll of course be on the website. And I want to play a song from her album called 21. She's now 22, but, you know. Right. And it's called Rumor Has It.
Got your love anymore.
Rumor has it.
I'm leaving you for.
Man. Yeah. Also not the kind of thing I go for. I mean, in terms of really big voices like that, I tend to go for the super gentle, wispy voices. But man, does she pull it off. And she must have some really great people working with her, too.
She has other writers writing her songs. This guy Ryan Tedder wrote that one. He does stuff for Beyonce and a whole bunch of other pop. I mean, total great pop songs.
But really well produced, too. Well, I mean, it sounds really good.
He's a producer. And she's got it.
Yeah. Just amazing.
And another great record from Adele. And it comes out here in America February 22nd is when the Adele record 21 comes out on the 22nd.
So in the meantime, you can hear the whole thing online.
Yeah, which is pretty wonderful. The reaction's been fantastic. Leave a comment. Go to the First Listen series, which we every Monday, go take a peek, because there's new stuff every Monday. The Adele record's the one that's there now with a couple of other goodies too, right? We got PJ Harvey. Very polar opposite to the Adele record. They're always good things. I mean, recently we did the Bright Eyes, the Telekinesis record. Anyway, every Monday, just look. There's good stuff there and good ones coming too. We know, but we won't tell you.
You'll just have to come to the website to find out more.
So, where are you going to take us out of, Adele?
Well, I want to talk about a really, really cool project that we have going on the blog right now with the artist known as Sun Lux. This is Ryan Lott. He did an album a few years ago that was one of our favorites called At War with Walls and Mazes. He's an electronic artist, works out of New York. Well, every February, as you know, there's this thing called the RPM Challenge. We've talked about it before on the show. It's this open invitation to musicians everywhere to write and record an entire album from start to finish in just 1 month. In February, it's the shortest month of the year. This year, Ryan Lott, the artist known as Sun Lux, he's doing it. We sent him an email, asked him if he'd be interested in trying to do this, and he was excited. And he is tracking his progress, or we are tracking his progress, on the All Songs
Instead of Blog. It's fascinating.
It is amazing, not only what he's coming up with, but to hear him talk about it, or to read his thoughts and how all these pieces are coming together.
And then little snippets of...
Yeah, he'll have one little snippet of a song and then show you different versions of it as the song evolves and is fleshed out. He's got one instrumental piece that it's still rough, but there's enough there that he said we could play it on the show today. The album doesn't have a name yet. The song doesn't have a name yet. And he's actually not doing the project alone. He's got a lot of great artists working with him on this. Cher Worden of My Brightest Diamond is doing some of the vocals for him. He's got Darren Keane. He's a drummer from Mute Math. Mackenzie Smith from Midlake. And he's hoping to also get Peter Silberman, who is with Antlers. They have worked on another album that Sun Lux is working on, along with DM Stith. But anyway, I want to play this sketch for you. It really is amazing, all the things that are going on in this song.
And he just has till the end of the month to finish it.
Yeah, and he's not even at the halfway point. But this gives you a pretty good idea of some of the stuff he's coming up with. Sun Lux, for the Album in a Month project, this is what he's calling sketch number 6 for now.
Thank you.
guy's having a lot of fun.
He's got a lot of talent, too. He's having a lot of fun. He layered his vocals in there. He's got instrument sounds that he's created himself by detuning these glockenspiels and playing them along, but making a lot of his own sounds. And then he's got C.J. Camerari, who is the guy on trumpet from Y Music, came in and laid down those trumpet parts for him. Very intricate, interweaving trumpet parts. Just so cool.
So this is Sunlux, S-O-N...
L-U-X.
L-U-X. And then npr.org/allsongs will get you to our blog, and you can follow Ryan Lott's Sunlux's progress as he makes his album. And he's just, you know, there's not that many. He's halfway, right?
Yeah, about halfway point.
So. I've been having fun doing it, too.
Yeah, that's I didn't have time to do it this year.
Yeah, you're working on a film thing, right?
Yeah, I am. So I'll have to listen to what you come up
with. Yeah, big fun. Oh, gosh. Now, what should I do? I got it. But I'm thinking three songs. I think I'm just going to do three today.
Okay, that's all fine. Right. You go ahead.
So I'm thinking about this group, Typhoon. They're a 12-piece group. They're from Portland, sort of a small orchestra. They did this EP that is absolutely stunning. The songs are all nicely connected. It's like a little mini suite of sorts. I'm going to just play the opening and give you an idea of what it's like. It reminds me a little bit of Why I Love Lost in the Trees, mm-hmm. That nice orchestration and stories and song going on all mixed together. The record's called A New Kind of House. The song that opens up is called The Honest Truth.
All my time I've walked this far, I heard a vacant sound upon my
had kind of a Neutral Milk Hotel thing going on there. I thought not in the vocals as much as the horn parts. I thought in the instrumentation, the sound, the expansive feel of the mix reminded me a lot of that. But it's I liked it a lot.
Can I just read you something? This is a guy, Kyle Ray Morton, is the I suppose the organizer of this group. He writes this little essay, and I won't read the essay, just a paragraph, but it tells a story about how he came close to dying from a bug bite and how modern medicine saved his life. And so he says that he lives with a persistent sense that his time is borrowed, right? Mm. Which is, you know, an amazing way to live, especially being young. And he said, my resolution, what I intend to do with my finite allotment, is to reach some small yet conclusive understanding of my life in particular and the world in general, and an understanding accomplished in part through a combination of music and words.
It's like his mission statement.
Yeah, exactly.
His personal mission.
It's really, I think it's so beautiful. It makes me want to follow every single thing that Typhoon is a group, and this fellow in particular, if he's always with Typhoon, Kyle Ray Morton does. The record doesn't come out till March 5th. The EP is called A New Kind of House.
Well, this is a band. The next one I want to play is a band from Mexico City, Mexico. And Jasmine Garz with NPR Music, she's one of the hosts of Alt Latino. She was telling me that there's just a lot of great stuff coming out of Mexico City right now. And this is one of those bands. It's called Chiquita Violenta. And the name translates to Little Violent One. And the name sort of says something about the music, too, in that it's really aggressive music. It's very propulsive, but it's also very sweet and beautiful at the same time. It's a four-piece group from Mexico City. They're all friends. They met in high school, and they say that they've made a point of getting together at least twice a week, every week, and jam together for as long as they've been friends. They've got this new album out. It's their third one, and appropriately enough, called Trace. And the song is called Roni.
Yes.
Vita Violenta. The song is Roaning from their album Trace. Great guitar sound.
They sound like a band that might show up in Austin.
They will be in Austin.
Okay, great.
I'm a guess. A few years ago, they hooked up with a producer. His name's Dave Neufeld, and he's worked with Broken Social Scene and Los Campesinos. So this band, Chiquita Violenta, has gotten involved in the hooked up with the Broken Social Scene, the whole Canadian music scene up there, and very active in it. This record was recorded up there.
I'm going to play something from a group that has not put out a record in 3 years.
Is 3 years a long time?
3 years is a long time.
Today's modern world.
It's a long
today.
Time, especially when you do something that really hits it so big as Fleet Foxes did. Fleet Foxes' first album just was such a smash record in 2008. And so you figure by the end of 2009, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Was it come on. Put out another one. And then 2009 comes and goes, 2010 comes and goes.
We are conditioned to think that we'll get something new basically every other year.
Yeah.
They owe us.
That's right. So anyway, they've been working hard on it. They've got busy, you know, whirlwind tours and all that stuff. But right. Fleet Foxes have a new record coming out. It's called Helplessness Blues. It comes out May the 3rd. And they just put out a single, which you can download from their website, that I think a lot of people have heard, but a lot of people haven't. It's sort of like, you know, in this day and age, it comes and goes. If you miss the tweet, you might miss the record. So it's really a worthwhile record to hear the whole thing. So.
And how do you think it compares? Is this
really
a band that
good.
Has just grown since the last record?
Or? Well, look, they grew from the time they did their record to the time we webcast them live until the time I and then
Which
saw them again.
A few months. And
right.
Then, yeah.
I mean, their voices just got stronger. Yeah, absolutely.
Tighter harmonies, yeah.
Everything about this group is getting better, and I look forward to hearing Helplessness Blues. This is the title track, so let's give a listen to Fleet Foxes.
Thanks, Bob.
Yep. You know, you could say thanks, Bob, but today is the day, without going into this too much, this is the last day we sit across from one another.
I filed my papers with security here, requesting a formal transfer with my division so that I don't have to sit next to you anymore.
That's right. And you're going to move to another part of the office,
which is about 5 feet away.
Yeah, it's a lot more than that.
10 feet, maybe.
It's almost 18.
Did you mark it off?
I did it with my feet.
I'm going to have actually a better view of the Tiny Desk concerts now because they've been playing right next to my desk all this time, which means I only see their profile. So now I'm going to get to see them straight on.
That's great.
Win-win for me.
And it could turn into a win-win for me. I will actually miss you more than you'll miss me.
Oh, that's not true. I can't say it with a straight
I don't know
face.
Who
that's probably true.
I don't know who the hell I'm going to annoy.
I think actually Otis, you know, you'll find ways to annoy him.
Excellent. Let's give a listen to Fleet Foxes. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan.
I'm Robin Hilton.
It's All Songs Considered.
I was raised up believing I was somehow unique, like a snowflake, distinct among snowflakes, unique in each way you can see. And now after some thinking, I'd say I'd rather be a functioning cog in some great machinery, serving something beyond me. But I don't know what that will be. I'll get back to you someday. Soon you will see. What's my station? Oh, just tell me what I should do. I don't need to be kind. should I wait for?